What better way to start your Sunday? Actually, I've started it a long time ago. Now it's already 1:45, but I've been extremely busy. And what better way to start and to do things and enjoy yourself than doing coffee, baking, brownies, and doing a soda bread? I can't think of any better way to spend my Sunday. And, well, if you've listened to the Easing My Way Into a Morning Boo, good on you. If you haven't, go and listen to it, because I've tried the first of two coffees that Easy José, based in Bath, has sent me. Easy José is the man behind Easy José. As simple as that. He is a Specialty Coffee Association trainer as well. And he's got the most exquisite palate, because what he's given me is a Peruvian microlot, which was amazing. And today I'm trying the espresso blend that he calls Cane Field Espresso. Now, details of that: Finca El Beneficio, Costa Rica; Finca Laguna, Colombia; Finca Santa Maria de Lourdes, Nicaragua; and Doyo Cooperative Ethiopia. Wow, what a mixture. So four beans and this espresso blend. And it is the most exquisite, balanced journey that I have had in a long, long time. It is just beautiful. And you know what? Engaging my senses already, opening the bag, and the smell that came out of those freshly roasted beans. They had to sit a while. They were roasted on the 8th. Of May. Today we are, what are we, the 17th, I think it is, 17th or 18th, 18th, I think it is, and I think that did them well, because creamy, thick, rich extraction, those streaks coming from the outside of the portafilter into the center and into my cup, just engaging all the senses, just really, really excites me. Now, let me take another sip, because of course, I've taken a sip, which immediately just drew all this kind of excitement out of me that I just have to do a boo. It's as simple as that. And honor Easy José's, José Melim, the man behind it, and his assistant Zoe, and just congratulate them, because it is just amazing. Okay. The creaminess, the there's a bit of zest, there's a lot of sweetness. There is, what is there? There is kind of a, well, there's a lot of sweetness, thickness, zestiness, that balance. You know, sometimes you get an espresso and nowadays you do get a lot of those zesty ones. They are great. But this one not only gives you that, it just also brings you down again and just on the way out just lets you linger with something a bit thicker, richer, and tiny more grounded. You know, I try and kind of do all this without looking of what I've been guided to feel and to experience while I'm drinking this. Because, you know, the mind is a funny thing. You can actually just influence it so much just by listening to other people. And when it comes to coffee, yes, listening is great, because sometimes one's palate isn't really developed enough. So having a few hints and you go like, oh yeah, am I actually tasting this? Yes, I am, or yes, I'm not. And training the palate is like training any of your other senses. It's engaging, it's just paying attention. And I found myself in the past kind of 3 years that I've really delved into the world of coffee, that tasting anything that hits my palate is really important, to be discerning. And it's like a memory bank, it's like a library. You've got to stack everything in your palate memory bank and in all your senses, because then sometimes the time is ripe for you to just go back and say, oh yeah, that reminds me of this, that, or the other. Now, is that important? Maybe, maybe not. The important thing is definitely that when you eat something, drink something, that you enjoy it. Everybody's enjoyment lies, obviously, on a different scale. But when it comes to coffee, and nowadays, you know, the variety is just there all over England, all over the world, that you can delve into somebody roasting a little bit like that, somebody blending a little bit like that, obviously dependent also on what's happening at origin. So all these factors are just so, so, so amazing, and I can't stop raving about the all the differences and nuances you can get in coffee. Of course, if you're into wine, you know what I'm talking about, because it's just the same in the wine world, and coffee's lagging just that little bit behind people's awareness, but obviously getting stronger and stronger. And through people like Easy José and other people, which you know I've raved about and booed about and commented about, this makes it so much more accessible to everybody else. I've got to take another sip. It's so balanced. I mean, I love this kind of freshness that comes in first. The mouthfeel is lovely. Now, you know what? I dosed this actually at 19 grams. I went a little higher because the 18 and a half for me ran just that tiny bit too fast, but it didn't justify for me to also just change the grind. I wanted to up the dose just that little bit, and that just did the trick. Again, I don't know what José and Zoe kind of recommend on the dosage, but this worked very, very well. I've also pulled a shot with adding a little bit of milk into my piccolo glass, which I love. It's just a tiny bit more milk than the macchiato, and it just brought out that sweetness even more. And it was just a delightful drink. Again, the balance, I can't state that enough. That balance is just beautiful. Again, I mean, I just have to congratulate José, Zoe, and many more good coffees are coming from them, I'm pretty sure. So thanks for just making my Sunday even better than it is already. The sun's out. And yeah, one more thing, Easy José, easy to recognize, he's just lying in a hammock. That is actually his trademark, if you want. And it just fits. You know, I could just see myself today on a sunny day like this, maybe under some trees, in a hammock, sipping one of José's coffees.